Mics are live.
We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have two items on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, we have two items on discussion. The first, I think, it's more of a general question and maybe just some institutional knowledge. There was a questionnaire request from the National Academies Electric Service organization. And now I have to find it. It's the future of electric power in the U.S. There are a number of these that have been coming up in terms of sometimes they're from NARUC, which I think is easier in terms of responding. But how do we want to treat outside entities and not just this particular one, but entities in general? Funnel it to Steve, have him redistribute, see if anyone has interest in responding. It's a questionnaire. The questions are related to the future of electric power in the U.S., changes in distribution of electricity, how it's bought, how it's sold, DERs. And this particular one ties back to and do you think I wrote it down? No.
I'm going to say that generally, like, I'll use one, if SPP that I work with has a questionnaire and, you know, these 11 states, you know, I participate and I understand the value of that. These groups like this that we're not actually technically a part of, well, I can understand the point of trying to get of various organizations trying to gather data from us for free, or the point of it being for free, just trying to gather evident data from us as things within our jurisdiction. I get the point of it, but, you know, anything in those could, you know, you could maybe make a stretch it pertains to this case or that case, and I've just never felt real compelled to participate in those kinds of things.
Okay.
It takes a lot of staff time, and I just, yeah, unless we have to, I tend to say skip it.
I'm in agreement. I just didn't want to make the assumption and make a decision. Good. On behalf of the other.
Thank you.
Both of you. So, okay, we are done with that. The second one is Commissioner Christman, your item.
Yeah, the Whiting Robinson Lake oil conditioning project.
Mm-hmm.
We scheduled a hearing for that on March 30th. And over the weekend, I had some time, and it's getting close. I try not to review these siting applications too far ahead, or I forget.
Me too.
And to try not to wait till the last minute, or I then don't get it done. But it was in my preferred timeline, and I reviewed that, and I don't know if either of you have had a chance to do a thorough review of that, but it's like a $1.2 million project that they expect to take a few months, and it's all on their own five-acre site where there's already a facility there. I would have, in retrospect, I wish we had just issued a notice of opportunity for hearing. I sensed from talking to Jack that might take almost as long as having a hearing. So I don't know if you've had any more thought on that, whether that's still an option. But either that or doing this case like we did a Tesoro case back in 2015 where we'd sent an ALJ and one or two staff members, I don't see the point in us using the company's resources all going up. This doesn't seem like that major of a project that we need a full-blown hearing.
Yeah, it's a good point, Randy. I read that we didn't think of it ahead of time.
Now, if you guys want a full hearing, I'm totally game to do it.
I mean, the ALJ option is a good one, but it also, I mean, Pat, do you have thoughts about using either doing notice of opportunity for a hearing or an ALJ?
I guess of the two options, I would prefer that too. We would have a substantive ALJ. Yeah. I think we have to. I don't know. I don't know if you've talked about the statute or the rules, but it seems like we have to have a hearing in order to issue a certificate.
And I don't have the statute in front of me, but I do believe there is an opportunity for a waiver, but it also provides additional procedural requirements even to do the waiver of a hearing in the first place, and so that it becomes actually more cumbersome especially from where we are currently, to actually even waive the requirement for a hearing.
Well, let's look at the substantive ALJ then.
I'd sure be game for that, and it opens up one day on our calendar maybe for something else.
Sure. But we have to keep that date. So that might be. So why don't we see if we can find one for that? Well, the ALJ that we have, I suppose. Sure.
We just need to ask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That he'd be a substantive.
And I think the ALJ will be fairly agreeable to it. They're already prepping and going there regardless. So.
Yeah. Good. Like it. Thanks, Randy.
Okay. Do we have anything else for discussion?
What about the hearing date?
Yeah, I've been.
Are we getting into scheduling now or?
Scheduling.
Okay, anything else for discussion? Okay, now we'll go to scheduling.
So I've been circulating a couple dates around here, and one of them was on the agenda today, and it was the 17th of April for the Northern Divide wind hearing. And hopefully that works for everybody.
That works for me.
Yay.
Works for me.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Done deal.
All right. So,
do you know if we can get a venue yet?
That's the other question with that one, is we have not confirmed the venue. I hope we can. So Jerry's going to work on that this afternoon.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I'll just throw this out. If you recall, we had a really important legislative hearing on Burke Divide. So I wasn't in Bowbells. I don't know how that facility was. There's not very many options in Burke County. But we had some kind of a hearing on a pipeline or something one time in Powers Lake. And so just in case you have venue issues in Bowbells, or for you guys that were there, if that's not a good venue, remember, I believe Powers Lake is in Burke County, so I think that would
be
an option, too, in order to make use of a date that we found that works.
I would just say we don't. I don't think we would want a smaller venue, though, so find out the seating capacity, because if I recall, it was pretty full.
Yeah.
They might have been able to fit a few more chairs in, but it was full. And we don't want people to not be able to get into the hearing if they want to participate. And it's a fairly safe assumption that a number will show up for this one again.
I agree that it doesn't necessarily need to be in the Bowbells.
So Bowbells is still our first choice. And then Powers.
I'm not saying that. I would just say if the only other option was a facility that was half as big in terms of capacity, I would advocate then for Bowbells, just so we would have adequate room for what I believe will be a number of interested individuals showing up.
So I'm hearing
For Powers Lake, and if there's a site big enough in Powers Lake, let's do it there. Let's go back to the place in Bowbells.
Correct.
Okay, so prefer Powers Lake.
I think so, as long as it meets the requirements of the statute for location.
I'm trying to recall.
Why is this?
Where Velva's at?
This is in Divide County. This is not even in Burke County.
That's in Burke County.
Are you looking at the map?
The wind farm is in Burke County. the transmission lines in Brick and Montreal. I can go. I would double check.
Why is it called Northern Divide?
I don't know. That's what they decided to name it.
Isn't that the county line?
It might be. They were trying to get away from the name that they were using before.
Are you looking at this map?
I don't.
Doesn't that look like Divide County to you?
Jerry.
Well, that's Highway 40. I don't think it.
Oh, that's not the county line?
No, I think the county line jogs up and over.
Oh, is it on just the edge?
That's a good point.
I mean, all these other county lines.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Yeah, the county line comes right down here.
On the edge of it?
Yep, and then it jogs out over right here.
Okay.
That's the county line.
All right. All right, so it's Burke.
There's a better picture here.
Okay, sorry. Good. I was panicking.
No, we like to catch
the Yeah. Powers Lake. Okay, I think Powers Lake. Is this one yours?
You can
keep
here?
That. Okay. All right. There.
Thank you. Okay, we are okay. Still in
Powers Lake, Jerry.
Okay. But
Powers Lake is in Burke, right?
Is Powers Lake in Burke?
We count on you, Commissioner Christman, for all the geographical nuances of the state.
Exactly.
I'm surprised they're not sure of that.
Well, you guys can figure that out if it's not, and then we have to go up to Bowbells.
Okay, so, Jerry, you're going to check on availability of an adequate facility in Powers Lake, and if that is not an option, then we will go back to, or attempt to go back to Bowbells as the location.
Okay, and if we can't get either... Never mind. We'll figure.
You'll have to figure that out.
You'll be out there staking a tent.
Okay. Anything else for scheduling?
Yeah. I should have had on there, but another date that we've been checking out was, I forgot what it was. Huh?
That's why they should be on before we get in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What? What? Liberty? No.
Oh, I thought you...
It was...
another wind farm? Russo?
Do-do-do-do-do.
Hearings. I know. All those hearings, Jerry.
I know what it was. It was the Heskett hearing for MDU.
Okay.
And the only reason I wanted to put it on is I had never cleared this date with you for the 4th and 5th of May. And then to have both hearings, three hearings actually, all run consolidated.
Those fifth doesn't work for me.
Huh?
I'm not here on the 5th.
Oh. I thought we had that.
Okay.
Of May.
Did we talk about that, Randy? I thought we did.
Do we really think that will take more than one day?
We questioned that. That was one of the things that we talked about.
Right. I'm just asking the question again because... this isn't a siting application. This is an ADP, correct?
And are we dealing...
ADP, PCNN...
Right.
And the deferred accounting.
Deferred accounting. That's one.
That's true. could be.
So you can't do the 5th then, Randy?
No, sir. I can do the 4th.
So if we started at 8:30 and committed to, it's an option, and committed to.
What if we
have to, are you traveling that evening to where if we went to 5:30 or 6 to wrap it up in one day? Is that reasonable?
Yeah, it's possible. Or it's also possible to continue it, right?
I can be here till midnight if we need to.
Or what about the 1st and the 4th?
That I don't have.
Okay.
My preference would be to just hopefully get through it and, you know, by 5 or 5:30. That gives us 9 hours. It's quite a bit of time. And if not, and if it extended a little bit later versus bridging a weekend, which I could make work as well, but I don't know what the preference of all parties would be.
What if we noticed the thing for the 4th, and then if it doesn't get done on the 4th, decide what to do then? We could continue it without noticing it again, or we could just maybe finish it the 5th of the morning if that's...
Could we establish another day later that week, or are you gone for the rest of that week then?
Nope, it's just the 5th.
But we had ALJ issues, if I remember correctly, availability, but we can take another run at that as well.
Like the 4th and the 6th or something? 4th and 7th?
The 4th, we had some emails going around. I thought we were settling on the 4th, but starting at about 10. So we have a RSC meeting at 9.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to end up missing that one, because if we're going to try and get this done in one day, we can't hardly start late.
Sure. And I guess we just don't know. We don't have any settlements or anything yet, but it's possible. We just don't know.
If we're out that in the May already, do we hurt anything if we bring this back next week? Hard to get these dates.
Let's say the 4th, and then let's add another day later that week and find, you know, and see, check with the ALJ, but let's secure the 4th and try to find another day to extend it to, just to save in case we have to carry it over. Like the 7th or...
Where are they from? I guess if we were just to go later that week, we could probably have them stay. But I mean,
maybe we'd have to pay them for staying.
Victor, what are your thoughts? If we started at 8:30 instead of 10, started at 8:30, do you think if we forged through it, could we complete it by 5 or 5:30? You think that's reasonable?
It's possible.
Or do you think it's a stretch?
If we're going into this with no settlement, it's possible, but it's going to be tough. I mean, we're talking about 3 completely separate cases that have issues that need to be answered.
Is the ALJ the issue here? Is that what caused all this scheduling difficulty?
I think the ALJ moved for us a little bit already.
Do you have the dates that you had sent out originally, Jerry, in front of you?
I don't have them right in front of me, but I could find what we have here.
Some time ago, I'll just give you that. If that's
okay. Yeah, I remember them now.
Yeah.
The ALJ, I think, had a problem with the 5th. And
right, but we're not talking about the 5th. We're talking about the 4th and ALJ available on the 7th, 8th, or 9th.
No.
Or no, 6th, 7th, or 8th, I'm sorry.
No, the only availability on this sheet for the ALJ is May 4th, and then nothing until the 14th.
May 4th. May 4th. I think if I remember right, somehow or other, I had Dawson available on the 5th. If he had to juggle something.
We might almost need to start from scratch with scheduling this one. I
Okay. We've had a lot of emails. The last I got one a week or two ago saying that we were set for the 4th and the 5th.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to start over. I know we've had a lot of people holding a lot of dates for a very long time, and they were having to schedule other things. So the dates on that sheet, I have no idea how valid they are anymore. You know, we got a lot of parties involved with this.
Yeah, you guys, consultants too. And, I'm fine with that. You want to just
sure.
I hate to do it that way, to be perfectly honest, but
and I do too. I don't really like the idea of pushing this out any more than necessary. But
I guess maybe the alternative is we go as far as we can on the 4th, and I'll just have to review the recordings on the
4th. Okay, let's go back to the 1st. The ALJ was not available on the 1st of May.
5th or 1st.
Well, you had suggested the Friday, Monday scenario, so let's circle back to that, or is that ruled out as well?
Why don't we go back and find a concrete answer to the question and then come back? Because I'm not sure that whatever we decide today is going to be accurate anyway.
Right.
All right. So can you jump on that, Jerry, right after the meeting here? Well, after the lunch hour, so you can get a hold of people and try and get an answer so everybody knows, including the company.
Yep, we will bring it back next week. And or you want me to go ahead and see if I can shoot some dates out on email?
No, I would say get some dates out as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Even do some investigating this afternoon so we can try and pin something down.
Could we have a scheduling meeting that revolves either around before or after our informal hearing this afternoon?
Sure.
And I want to say I apologize. I remember when we had this discussion now, but nothing got added to our calendar.
Oh.
And
my fault.
In the meantime, I agreed to something that is now out of my control, and it's a hard and fast agreement, and I can't change it. And
duly noted, Randy is the problem.
Yeah. I should have got it on the calendar, too, right away when I put it on.
Well, it doesn't hurt to hold stuff.
That's fair, because you thought it was an open date, so.
So
that happens.
See if I can get something going on for you. Want a scheduling meeting this afternoon?
We can talk scheduling after the informal.
Yeah, we don't have to really have a notice. When you have the information, let's do a scheduling.
Well, if it's a scheduling issue, do we even have to notice it? We can just move right into. We can't talk about any details, but we're just talking scheduling. So can you make some calls, Jerry?
Sure. Are we still possible then on setting it up for the 4th and see what happens?
We need a second date, whether it's the 6th, 7th, 8th, or the 1st. It could...
If it's just impossible, we'll just review the recording.
They need
an answer sooner.
Right, and here's one more thing, Jerry, to keep in mind. We have a commission meeting on April 30th. We have an open informal at 1:30 that day. So if we were to start at 1:30 and went until 5 or 5:30, that's a 4-hour chunk, plus May 4th. And that's under the premise that Friday doesn't work. But it's just one more thing. As you're checking dates, get some on both sides of the 4th.
Okay. Another, it just occurred to me, and when you were bringing stuff up.
Because that would be a day and a half if we did it that way.
The possibility, the 30th is a Thursday. And we could start Thursday afternoon.
That's what Brian just said.
That's what I just said.
That's what you just said.
That's brilliant.
Do it on Friday. I thought somehow or other you still had me working on with the 4th.
Why didn't we think of that?
So this is not doing it on the 4th at all.
All right. Okay. I think you've got some directions. So.
Okay. So I heard that the commission is good with the 30th afternoon and Friday the 1st. See if maybe the...
And that would help expedite the process as well. So, okay. Any other scheduling matters?
I don't know if we want to call it scheduling or what you want to call this. So we have the informal this afternoon with Otter Tail for the renewable rider. Once that is closed, we're going to have a short discussion with them about bill presentation. We've been talking about the way that their bills break out rider charges. And they cause us a lot of calls. It causes them a lot of calls. And I think I've spoke to each of you individually, and we'd like to see those broken out. So just going to spend a little bit of time with them talking about what they have in mind just to make sure we're all on board with that. It doesn't require commission approval for them to do this, but we're just going to make sure that everyone's on board with it. So it shouldn't take long, but I just wanted to give you a heads up that they tend to talk about this.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
I've got one. This is the Liberty siting application, the 4.7-mile natural gas pipeline. I was wondering if I could get some hearing dates, see if April 14th works for everyone.
April 14th?
Correct.
That works for me.
Okay.
Commissioner Christman.
Well, it works for me, but it's one of those where we need to take it upon ourselves then to not have a bunch of last-minute changes for our commission meeting on the 15th. I really like keeping these Tuesdays. If you got several more dates, I like keeping the day before commission meetings open, but I can do it.
Will we have enough time to issue a notice?
If we do, the first date is April 12th, if we get this on the agenda for, next time.
For April 1st?
Yeah. For the...
or not April 1st, I apologize, March 4th.
Yeah.
Would be the next commission meeting, and that would...
Right, yep, that would work.
Okay.
I would have to go back to the company, but April 23rd and 24th, although it doesn't work for the company, it works for pretty much everyone else, so I would have to go back and ask.
I have problems those two. Let's do it on the 14th, but we just need to get our motions in.
Okay.
14th it is.
Okay, great. How about location? This is located in Montreal and Williams County. How about location in terms of what city do we want to have the hearing in? Montreal and Williams. So Stanley or Newtown or Williston even?
And
I don't have the map in front of me.
We've been to Stanley.
Yeah.
It matters a lot.
Okay. Okay. Let's do that. Okay.
We've been to Stanley. Trying to think. Oh, yeah.
We have. It's been a long time, but we have.
I don't know if I have.
But if it's way out by
True. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Sounds like more of a Tioga thing, actually.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Okay. We are adjourned.